Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, online. Martha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yes or no? Yeah. There was a buzz. I hope she can hear me because she did.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Because I thought we were muted. Okay, thanks for joining here and also online on this last Sunday of April. And God has given us another day to live in this world. God gave us this life as a gift, not because we asked for it, but God gave it to us. So let us be thankful for this life that God has given us. And every day is a gift from God. And also thank God for the good health and strength that we have in our bodies so that we could get up this morning and look through the window and see the sunlight. And thanks be to God for that. So let us be thankful for all the things that we go through. Even then there are bad times, there's reasons to thank God for those things too. So let us thank God for everything that we have, and especially the opportunity to worship together. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. I will quickly go over. They are our regular announcements. Our food bank collection, the ministry, we now donate to the place. We still take in cash and in kind. My books are still available for sale. The new book is here. The Song in the Night is now released. So please take a copy. It's $10 that will benefit our mission work through this church. Our mailing address is listed there for those who are mainly remote. Our cooking class hopefully will be carried over to the next month, next May 14th, the second Saturday at 10 o'clock. And then the art class on the third Saturday, it is May 21st at 10 a.m. So we are doing a good amount of progress in our work, I'm believing. Are we progressing? And we are going to painting, so that means we are progressing. So we did a lot of drawing. Now he's teaching us how to paint. So please join us, and we have a good time there. And the third Thursday lunch, on last Thursday was several people joined, and Norman was very happy, and he's very happy. Also, those who have joined, you had a good time fellowship, I hope. Let's continue to do that lunch fellowship on next third Thursday, May 19th at 1 p.m. If you want to join us for lunch, you know, that's a good time to have fun and fellowship. Our annual conference is from June 2 through 4. Those of you who are planning to go, I send you the links to register for a pre-meeting.
Yeah.
So go ahead and register it, and they will, you will have a pre-meeting online. So they will give you the step-by-step how to. Already, okay, good. So yeah. Watch for. Yeah, so you will get information on that meeting. Mm-hmm. On that. Okay, so that is 2 through 4, where we actually discuss our future of the church at large, and also for the general conference that comes in 2024 in, I believe it is in Texas somewhere. So that is our notary conference. Delegates will be elected during this time in June to go to that general conference in 2024. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, so we will have Holy Communion. Please join us for that. Today we will celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries, graduations, or any other occasions of celebrations in our lives. You can call out, and we'll have a special prayer of thanksgiving during the service after the greeting time. And there will be a lunch after service today. Please join for that lunch. I already see and smell a lot of food already. So let us join for fellowship after service today at the fellowship hall. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayer. We had a council meeting yesterday, church council. We discussed many items about that. So I'll give a brief findings of that meeting committee next Sunday. But you will notice that I changed the weekly need, annual need, to a weekly need, so you get a better picture of the weekly situation. So we are a little behind in our weekly collections, so please pray and continue to donate and in service, in your presence, your witness, and also financially, we need that. We also need to get the parking lot done, and in the next few years, we definitely need to repair it. So we are looking for several $1,000s to do that. So let's keep that in our prayers and continue to support the church. We are also accepting donations online, as you can see there, go to our website, piedmontemc.com. There are several different options rather than writing a check. If you want to do a bank transfer, debit card or credit card, Zelle, many other things that you can do there. Please go check it out and see if it's something that you are interested in. There are, I don't have any other announcements. Are there anything else that we need to announce? I'm glad that we are all able to join here today. Today we have a special Sunday because one of our lay servants, certified lay servants, Jean Barrington, will be preaching, and I look forward to hearing him. And we have three certified lay speakers and one retired pastor in our church, which is a blessing. Not a lot of churches have that. So the certified speakers, they have to go through a course and have to recertify every year by taking classes. So Jean is one of them. Robert is another one. He's not here. And then Martha is a certified lay speaker. And I look forward to hearing from her soon. We are working on that to get a Sunday for her to come and preach. She was here yesterday with us for the meeting, which was a blessing. So that's here today's a special announcement for Jean. And thank you for doing that. And God bless you. And we look forward to hearing from you. Anything else? If not, let us worship God together. The opening hymn is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. If you are able, please stand. It is 349. You'll sing that twice.
Thank you, everybody, for coming today. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for bringing us here safely. And thank you for keeping us safe on all of our days and through this week. Be in our hearts, be in our heads.
We will have a time of Thanksgiving prayer for our celebrations, our birthdays, anniversaries, or anything else, graduations that you want to call out, new job, promotion, whatever we can celebrate together, let us do that. And we'll also have a luncheon, as I told you, after service. So we'll have a special Thanksgiving prayer now. This is May. No, April. Yeah, April, yeah. It's not May yet. It's April birthdays, anniversaries, or anything?
Jay's birthday is not.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Rich and I had an anniversary, 24.
Yes. Anna had a birthday.
Hey, Anna, happy birthday, and congratulations, Martha and Rich.
Kathy and I are coming up on 34 years together on Star Wars Day.
Congratulations to that. Star Wars. Any others? Any promotions? Any graduations? And we celebrated your graduations last Sunday. So let us thank God for all of these celebration time that God gives us. So let us be thankful for the blessings. If you can all open the hymn book to page 607, there's a covenant prayer that the Wesleyan tradition used to pray, and we can do that. It's an old prayer. So some of the old English terms, if you know, bear with us for that, but it's a very old prayer. Our forefathers prayed for a long time. 607. Let us pray that prayer together. Let us pray that prayer together. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, the giver of light and life, we thank you for the gifts that you give us. The gift of this life and the gift of love and family and friends and church and fellowship. Help us, Lord, even above all of these, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who are celebrating various anniversaries and birthdays and other celebrations in this month. We thank you for giving us these times of celebrations, Lord. We thank you for a new year in their lives, and with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give thanks to you for the past blessings and pray for your continued mercies and blessings upon them, Lord. Guide them with your thoughts and higher than their own thoughts, Lord, and give them powers beyond their own powers. Strengthen them in their faith and in their hope. May your Holy Spirit guide them every walk of their lives, and help them to be of service for you and for others through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have a hymn now. You can remain seated. We will sing that hymn. You can join us, that 128, verses 1, 2, and 3. He leadeth me.
Lord, I would praise my
We have the responsive reading now. It is Psalm 2. Please stand if you are able. It's 739.
Why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers take counsel together against God and God's anointed, saying,
let us burst their bonds and cast their cords from us.
The one who sits in the heavens laughs and holds them in derision. Then God will speak to them in anger and terrify them in fury, saying,
I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree of the Lord who said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of earth.
Serve the Lord with fear and trembling.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, lest God be angry, and you perish in the way, for God's wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are those who take refuge in the Lord.
Let me get that. Okay, it's now time for our concerns and blessings. Who has a blessing?
I have a blessing. I just want to thank and praise God this morning for I was having to get those injections in my eyes. And when I went last week, they said that my sight has never improved. So to now I don't have to get the injection. I'll just be on the watch list for now, even 3 months.
Wow, that's good. That's good news. Who else has a blessing?
We have two.
All right.
We have been in two different doctor appointments, and you share me is good.
Excellent.
Amen.
That's always good to hear good news from the doctor. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have a blessing?
Actually, I have two. Ian's doing fine and safe. My mother finished her last round of chemo last week. And so life is good. Praise God.
Praise God. Yes.
And then all of the blessings that God gives us, everything we have is a blessing from God, whether we want it or not. It's still a blessing from God. What about concerns? Who has any special concerns? I'm going to put my brother-in-law on the concern list for you. His name is Dave. Dave is younger than I am. This is my baby sister's husband. He has been diagnosed with a progressive lung condition that is not treatable. And he also has a hereditary degenerative bone issue. He drove across a speed bump a couple of weeks ago and broke two vertebrae in his back with a speed bump. So Dave's a good guy. He's been really good to my sister, so I pray for him a lot. We have the other people in our prayer request. And what I would invite people to do is what I do every Sunday. I bring a pencil with me and I write down the names of the people that I know of, family, friends, other people, groups of people, leaders. I physically write them down. It helps, I think, to write them down because that means they're on your mind. And I pray for those people. I would invite y'all to bring a pencil or a pen or something and physically write on your bulletin those names. By the end of a Sunday, up here I don't write that much, but when I'm seated out there, by the end of the service, my bulletin has got stuff written all over it. So do that. It's good for you. It's good for your spirit, and it's good for the people that you're thinking about. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, so many that we pray for. We don't know what they need, but we pray for them. You know what they need, and you know when and how they need it. What we pray for ourselves is that we have the faith and the courage and the commitment to you to believe in what you do, and that what you do is the right thing for everyone that we have concerns and we pray about. We thank you for all we have. Everything we have is a blessing from you, and we thank you for that. We thank you for blessing us with the people that you've chosen to put in our lives, and we pray that we are a blessing to those people. Be with us as we go through this week. Guide us, teach us, lead us. Let us be your servant and do those things that you would want us to do, and pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Make sure I'm where I am. Okay. It's time to share our blessings that we have with the Lord. And the usher, we want to come forward and collect the offering. Prayer. Father, we thank you again for all of our blessings, and we thank you for this opportunity to share our blessings with you, that they can be used for your glory on this earth with those people that need it. We thank you for an opportunity to tithe. We thank you for an opportunity to give our free will gifts for those things that serve you in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. 40,000. Keep that number in mind. 40,000. If it were dollars, I'd like that. James 3:13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. 40,000. That's the approximation of how many different Christian denominations there are on the earth today. 40,000. You know when it started? A week ago, 2020, some years ago, there was one Christian denomination. Not too long after that, there were two. Two disciples, Paul and Barnabas, couldn't agree. They were in a bitter conflict, and it could not be resolved. So they each went their own separate way and started their own churches. It started pretty early in Christianity when things started to split because people couldn't understand, couldn't agree with each other. We now have close to 40,000 such disagreements. This is something that I laughed at this when I saw it, but I saw this picture on the internet. And like I said before, if you see it on the internet, it's got to be true where it wouldn't be on the internet. But this would look pretty real. There were two small kids, obviously brother and sister, or probably brother and sister, and they were both wearing the same large white t-shirt. They both had their heads out of the neck hole, left arm out of one arm, right arm out of the other arm, and they were not happy. They weren't happy at all. Handwritten on the front of the t-shirt was, "This is our get along before we get a whooping t-shirt." We need some of those shirts around here. It seems like every day we're more divided as a world, as a nation, and on just about any subject that anybody can bring up or think about or imagine. We're always dividing ourselves, and we keep dividing ourselves into smaller and smaller groups, and we fight and we bicker and we argue with each other. And we all believe that we're right. We all believe that that our opinion is on the side of morality, that we're right. And that if somebody disagrees with us, since we're right, they've got to be wrong. When somebody disagrees with us, since our position is one coming from morality, that somebody else's opinion has to be immoral. And that just divides us further. That kind of thinking is not wise. It's earthly wisdom. It does not come from the truth, only from what we want to be the truth, but not the truth. There's a difference between something that's true and the truth. If there's an event or situation or something, and there are 10 things to be known about that, and you can go home and after church today and turn on each news channel you can find, and you'll see this happening right now. One channel will cherry pick 8, another channel will cherry pick 7, another will do 6, another one might even do 9. But what they do is they pick the ones that they want, they pick these truths that they want to tell you so that they can create a truth, their truth. But none of it is the truth. The truth is knowing all of it. When someone wants to manipulate you, they'll tell you things that are true, but they won't tell you everything, just the things they want you to know so that they want you to agree with them, not disagree with them, not challenge them. In my life, in my work, I'm challenged with conflicts all the time. And what I do personally, this is what I do personally. I'd imagine that challenge or that conflict or that argument or whatever word you want to put on it, like a soccer ball. And I can hold a soccer ball up and you can see it, but you see all the different shapes and colors that are on that soccer ball. But I can only see this side of that soccer ball. You can only see this side of the soccer ball. Neither of us can see this side, and neither of us can see this side. And all of the shapes and colors that we see, we can only see one shape or one color head on. Everything else, as it curves away from us in one direction or another, we're always looking at it at an angle, or it's skewed from us. We can't see it truly. We can only see one thing the only way we're going to understand how complex this issue is to listen to other people. Other people see that same soccer ball differently. And if we listen to this person, they can help us understand what that soccer ball really is. And we listen to this person and this person and this person and all the different people that can see all the different points and sides of that soccer ball. When we do that, and only when we do that, can we understand what we're really looking at. And it's probably not as complex and probably not as much of an argument or not as much of a conflict as we think it is. Because we're accepting that other people are telling us the truth about what they see. That way we can understand things better, but we can't understand it on our own. We can only understand it when we have faith in other people, when we listen to other people, when they listen to us, and working together, this thing that was a problem isn't a problem anymore, because now we understand all of it. And it's like, oh, that's no big deal. That's how most things in life are. It's not that big a deal. It's just that we're so set on our vantage point and our view that we're not willing to listen to other people. That's what we need to do in our life. If you read through the Bible, and you can search it online, you can look in some references in some Bibles and things like that. The Bible is full of scripture that talks about arguments, disagreements, conflicts, misunderstandings. It's full of that. And in most cases, what it does, it talks about what is and is not wise, what is and is not wisdom. And wisdom is something that we should seek. And the only way we're going to seek wisdom is to understand. A little story when I was a kid, my dad. And we all love our parents. And my dad taught me a lot of things to do by his example. He taught me a lot of things not to do by his example too, but mostly what to do. He's a pretty good dad. And I was old enough that I was starting to interact with a lot of people. And we did, sometimes we argued, my sister and I argued all the time. We needed that t-shirt. But he held up a coin. He pulled a coin out of his pocket and held it up between us like this. And he said, "What do you see?" I said, "I see a nickel." He said, "No. What do you see? Do you see a car? Do you see a tree? Do you see a dog? What do you see?" I said, "I see a building." He looked at me, frowned. He said, "Okay, what else do you see?" I said, "I see some writing." I said, "Read what it says." I did. He looked at me again. It's like, "Son, you've lost your mind." He said, "There's no building on this coin. It's a man's head. And yes, there's writing, but what you read, you're all wrong. Everything you said is wrong. And but you're looking at the other side." That's when he smiled. That's life. You can't understand an issue between you and somebody else until you know the other side. You've got to know the other side. There's always another side. It could be two people, it can be 2,000 people. It can be 40,000 different Christian churches. But there's always another side, not just yours. You need to seek not what's true, but seek what is the truth and understand that there's a huge difference there. That's where wisdom comes from, is being just like that verse says. Wisdom comes from heaven, and it's pure. It's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You need to listen to someone else's opinion. Like it says, in peace, be considerate of them, be submissive to the fact that they are going to see things differently than you, and that's fine. Have mercy that they have a different opinion. Be impartial and be sincere in listening to that person and what they have to say. When you do that, that's when you achieve wisdom. And that's the kind of wisdom that God can send, wants us to have. That's the kind of wisdom that he sends down from heaven, is to see things as they really are, not as we perceive them to be or as we want them to be, but as things really are. That's the only way we're going to know the truth. My father's description and my description were both true, but they didn't represent the truth. And in reality, it takes a third person to look at the edge. Some coins have a smooth edge. Some coins have a milled edge. And two people can't see that. It takes someone else. So usually two people may or may not be able to resolve the difference between them like that. They have to be willing to bring in other people. And the other person sees a difference, sees something different, and they add to, they add knowledge. They add something that's true to what we both know. And it's only together that we can actually know what the truth is. And we should seek the truth. The truth is what we need to find. The Bible is full of wisdom. My favorite book in the Bible is Deuteronomy. Because if you buy a car, well, it used to anyway, you got a manual. Now you get a link to look it up online. But you buy a refrigerator, a washing machine, a television, whatever you go out and get, whatever thing you get, there's an owner's manual with it. God gave you a life. He also gave you an owner's manual. And Deuteronomy is where it starts. Genesis gives you the Genesis, how things started. But Deuteronomy teaches you how to govern yourself. How do you govern yourself as a person, how to govern yourself as an individual. And then everything else in the Bible is a lesson that we can apply to life. This is the Bible. This is the Bible y'all see me carry at church. This is the Bible I keep in my car. The Bible I have at home that's starting to get worn now is about this thick. It's what's called a parallel Bible. You open it up and there's two pages and there are four columns of writing. Each one is a different version of the Bible. You'll have the King James Version. You have the New International Version. You'll have the Standard Revised Version. You'll have the Good News Version. And then there are other parallel Bibles that have other versions of the Bible in there. When I read a passage of scripture, I like to read it from that Bible, from that comparison Bible, because I can read that same scripture four different ways. Now I can see what that scripture is trying to tell me from four different viewpoints, from four different vantage points. And it helps me understand the meaning behind that part of the Bible. I would encourage you, I think you can get to look at these online, but I encourage you to do that. It's very eye-opening to do that. Something, the scripture that you've heard all of your life. And then when you look at what somebody else thinks about that scripture and how somebody else interpreted the original Greek writing and the Aramaic writing, you have a different viewpoint from someone else. And the meaning becomes a lot clearer when you do that. So what I ask you to do is to seek the truth. Have patience for other people. They're seeking the truth just as you are. The Bible teaches you how to sow peace. You're going to reap what you sow. If you sow peace, you're going to reap peace. If you sow conflict, you're going to reap conflict. And everybody here, everybody in this church today, everybody riding down the road, everybody in any other church, they're struggling with something. Everybody is struggling with some kind of conflict. It could be emotional. It could be mental. It could be with their family, with their spouse, with their children, with their health, with their finances, with a leaking roof or a refrigerator that's making noise, that's about to go bad. They don't know where they're going to get the money to replace it. It could be anything, but everybody is struggling from something. If you have patience with them, that will not just help them, it will help you. because you're sowing patience and you're reaping patience. Do that. So be patient with people, sow peace, listen, be wise, and seek wisdom. That's it. Our closing hymn is Have Thy Own Way on 382.
We have been fed by the word today to be agents of peace, to be the witnesses for Jesus Christ in a world of conflicts and trouble around us, a lot of hatred and evil. We are sent out to be the agents of peace and love, not to be arguments and trouble. So go in peace, knowing that Jesus is there with you, empowering you to do that thing that he wants us to do. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.